Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. When there was a desire to have food and drink, the abdomen and the intestines and also the arteries became manifested. The rivers and seas are the source of their sustenance and metabolism. Purport. The controlling deities of the intestines are the rivers, and those of the arteries, the seas. Fulfillment of the belly with food and drink is the cause of sustenance, and the metabolism of the food and drink replaces the waste of the bodily energies. Therefore, the body's health is dependent on healthy actions of the intestines and the arteries, the rivers and the seas being the controlling deities of the two, keep the intestines and the arteries in healthy order. So now we'll chant the Mangala Charan and invite you all to chant along with me in enthusiasm so we can create some very auspicious energy and seek lots of blessings ahead of our churning of the Bhagavatam. Om Gyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the translation once again. When there was a desire to have food and drink, the abdomen and the intestines and also the arteries became manifested. The rivers and seas are the source of their sustenance and metabolism. At the beginning of the third chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, even a fool can mine the scriptures for jewels. These jewel-like philosophical conclusions can be mined from the scriptures. And today, ahead of us, we have another such jewel. There's so much we can take from this. So, Shukadev Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj and he's continuing his elaboration on the universal creation. And we learn here that we're really not in control. as much as we desire to lord it over material nature, as much as we make so many plans, as much as we put ourselves in management positions within and without the movement, there's only... Thank you. There's only so much that's in our control. And this is such a beautiful thing that is being communicated to us here. Something that we take for granted, like the functioning of our intestines and arteries. We don't even see them. We just know that it's working. We just take it as a given. But no, it's Krishna's divine arrangement that the controlling deities of the rivers and the seas are overseeing the healthy function of our arteries, of our intestines. We can't enjoy prasad unless the controlling deities are involved. We think we can just rock up at 8:30, stand in the queue with our paper plate and wooden spoon, and sit down, and it's all going on automatically. But the reason why it's going on automatically, unbeknown to us, is because Krishna has immaculately, flawlessly, meticulously arranged that our intestines and arteries and metabolism is working efficiently. I think that makes Krishna wonderful. Sometimes we forget how wonderful Krishna is and how amazingly he's arranged this cosmic manifestation. Countless demigods intimately involved in every single aspect of our lives. We think we can get away with things, but even when it's dark and we can't see, they can see everything. They know what's going on. And they've been especially empowered by Krishna to conduct material affairs. Countless demigods empowered by Krishna to oversee our sojourn in this material world. Krishna could have just left us to it. We wanted to enjoy without him, so he mercifully created this material world. He didn't want to, but we made him. He loves us so much that he made this material world so that we can have a little playground, because we can't enjoy the way we want to in the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky, Krishna's in the center, and that is the highest enjoyment. But in forgetfulness of that fact and being envious of Krishna, somehow or other we find ourselves here, Krishna has created for us a playground so that we can enact this pastime of being the enjoyer. But being the enjoyer here is like sand in the sweet rice. We can try as much as possible to taste that beautiful sweet rice. Again, prasadam. We know I'm hungry. But as much as we try to taste that nectar with the sand involved, it's very difficult. We can try this side of the mouth, that side of the mouth. We can try putting a little bit in, a lot in, this quantity of milk, that quantity of rice. No matter what arrangements we make, as long as we're trying to enjoy for ourselves in the material world, we're going to meet some blockage like sand in the sweet rice. Any of you try sand before? Yeah? Recently we took the Sankirtan devotees to Bournemouth. We were by the beach. And inevitably, I'm sure some of you might have put sand in your mouth. It's just annoying. It doesn't even taste. You can't even taste. It's just, I'll bet it happened to you. Yeah, Abe tried to do it. What was the experience like? Not good. You wouldn't recommend it. Instead, we should go for the sweet rice of pure devotional service, which leaves no bitter aftertaste. So yeah, I was wondering this morning, what would it be like if Krishna had just left us to it? No controlling deities. Imagine we're in control of our own intestines, our own arteries, our own eyes, our own fingers, our own nails, our own breathing. Imagine if we're in control of the wind, inside and outside of our body. Imagine if we were left to our own devices, And Krishna just gave us completely what we wanted, what we desired of him. I think we'd struggle. We'd really, really struggle. I mean, it's enough trying to control the time we wake up, the time we go to bed. It's enough trying to control replying to countless messages and leaving everyone on, you know, the blue circle. But you can only pin three people to the top. There's so much outside of our control as it is. I wonder what it would have been like if Krishna let us have no controlling deities in this whole planet to ourselves. It would be absolute carnage. We would wreak havoc here, even more so than what we're already doing. Krishna's control and Krishna's intervention is a symptom of his love for us. We originally desired to enjoy without him, so he could have just left us to it. The father could have just created the playground and turned his back. But we know that when our mother and father see us playing up, and they know that they have to give in just to maintain that relationship or just to let us learn the lesson by ourselves, they have to create an arrangement for us so that we can play out that pastime and learn by ourselves. But they're also watching over us, because they still love us, even if we kick them. It's like, as much as we misbehave in this material world, as much as we break the rules, Krishna will not take it so seriously. It's like a child in the womb kicking its mother. The child is like, oh, the mother is like, you know, what is this? Just a little kick. It's not affecting me so much. I'm not going to take it seriously. This is what it's like for Krishna. For Krishna, we may turn our back to him, we may desire to enjoy without him, but yet he makes this perfect arrangement. We see it as imperfect, but it's actually perfectly imperfect. Because while we're trying to enjoy here, he still puts some parameters in place to help us come to the realization that this isn't your home. This is not where you belong, silly boy, silly girl, wake up. And he continues to send so many arrangements in the form of the scripture, in the form of Srila Prabhupada. He comes himself as Mahaprabhu. He incarnates again and again. And even then he's just thinking, when are they going to come back? Because he can't forget us even for a moment. Krishna is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. Nothing is required. Yet there is still a part of Krishna that's crying. He wants his long-lost sons and daughters back. He misses us very much, as a collective and individually too. We all have an intimate, individual, and eternal relationship with Krishna. And he misses us very much. So he's making these arrangements. The controlling deities are one of his infinite arrangements. Because if we had all these other things to worry about, when would we turn our attention to him? We'd be so overwhelmed by other things to control that we wouldn't have the time, space, brain power, energy to conceive of turning to him. So that's Krishna's kindness, that even in this material world, he's giving us the comfort of controlling deities. Because without this control, we would really go out of control. This verse also mentions something about health. And I was telling my mum, look, they've given me a verse and it speaks about health. And she said, what? You've got to speak about health. And so I was thinking, is it appropriate for me to speak about health? I'm not a very healthy person. But then I thought, this is definitely Krishna's arrangement for my purification so that I become healthy and I take my Krishna consciousness seriously. Sorry, I take my health seriously, because our health is not separate from our Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada's written so many letters compassionately concerned about his disciples. Oh, I've lost my phone. Is it all right? Yeah, thank you so much. If you could grab that, thank you. See, out of control. Thanks so much, Prabhu. It's a beautiful letter that Prabhupada writes to His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. I believe it was a brahmachari at the time. And this was when Jayapataka Maharaj was a brahmachari. He was in Canada and he was working on a project, and he put a nail through his foot and he had to go to hospital. And so he wrote to Srila Prabhupada. Do you guys want to know what Prabhupada's reply was? Yeah? Everyone excited? Prabhupada said, "I am very much concerned about yourself, that you have been injured by working. I do not know what sort of ugra karma you were doing. But whatever you do, you must be careful. Your body is dedicated to Krishna. Therefore, you should not be neglectful about your body. You should always think that your body is no more your body, but it is Krishna's body. Therefore, you should take care of it." And we're reminded of the past time where Sanatan Goswami had got this disease in the Jharkhand forest, whereby his body started to ooze with he got lots of sores and started to ooze with pus coming out of his sores. And he felt like he was too impure out of his humility. He felt too impure to be near Mahaprabhu and be around the Jagannath temple. And this was getting too much for him. He thought, better to end my life, better to commit suicide. So he made a plan. He said, "I will throw myself under the Jagannath Rath cart and end my life there." And Mahaprabhu said, "No, you cannot do this. Your body is not yours to give up. Your body belongs to me. And because it's mine, you cannot behave in this way. Your body is made for Krishna's service. And so when it comes to our health, it's not really our health that we're concerned about. It's the health of Krishna's body. This rare human body that Krishna has given us to cross over the ocean of material suffering." Govinda Das prays, "Duralabha manava janama satsange." This Duralabha manava janma, this rare birth in this human form of life. Taroho e bhava sindure, with the help of the sadhus, with the help of the Vaishnavas, with this body alone, not with any other body, with this body we can cross over this ocean of material suffering and attain the real goal of life, pure devotional service, Krishna Prem, back to Godhead at the end of this life. Only with this body. This body is so worshipable that even the demigods, they want to take birth in a human form of life. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai. So our body belongs to these deities. It is their property. And that is why we should never offend the Vaishnavas. Well, there are many reasons why we should never offend them, but we should understand that the Vaishnavas aren't ours to criticize or offend. The Vaishnavas belong to Radha Gokulananda. The Vaishnavas are their property. So we cannot do with the Vaishnavas what we wish. We do with the Vaishnavas what Krishna wishes, and that is service. And then by their blessings, whatever inauspiciousness might be there because of this body, all that is overcome. This body, the Bhagavad Gita describes, is like a machine, a yantra. So we shouldn't be mistaken. It will fall apart. Machines do fall apart. At one point it will stop working and then you have to charge it up again. And that means being regulated in your eating and sleeping. There is no way we can become a yogi, the Bhagavad Gita describes, if we are not regular in our eating and sleeping. Too much eating, too much sleeping, too little eating, too little sleeping, these things will dampen our resolve to become Krishna conscious. So yeah, we take this seriously that the body belongs to Krishna, and we should keep it healthy as a service to Krishna. And to consider that this body is just a lump of matter is to adopt the point of view of an impersonalist. No, this world is spiritual because it's made of the energy of the Lord, and it's material for as long as you have material vision. But the Shastra gives us the vision of eternality, that Krishna loves us and he wants us to use this world and the gifts inside it to help us fall back in love with him. I'm conscious that time is just zooming by. I'm not sure how that's possible. The Bhagavatam is so deep, that's probably why. But we also had to speak about the summer marathon. And that is a very welcome topic. So we know about the winter marathon. But what's the summer marathon all about? Well, it's like this. We have so many retreats throughout the year to help us with our internal game. We feel bewildered by the world, and we get out of sync with Krishna consciousness. So we might go on a japa retreat. That's important. We may attend a holy name workshop. We may have lots of kirtan this holiday, that holiday, into a temple, and we get charged up, and we take the association of the devotees at various times of the year. It's an intense period of time where we just focus on our internal Krishna consciousness. That's our Srivas Angan. There's also got to be similar times throughout the year where we intensify our giving. As much as we do work internally for ourselves, as much as we fill up our cup, we have to do the same amount, if not more, of distributing the context, the contents of the cups that we've filled up. And so the summer marathon, in addition to the winter marathon, is another opportunity to give. And it is really in giving that we receive. We all come to Krishna consciousness with a little cup, and we use that cup to drown ourselves in nectar. Nectar from Mahaprasad, from the Mangalarti sweets, of course, in regulation, because we're meant to be healthy, because this body isn't ours. Nectar from kirtan, nectar from devotee association, nectar from the Bhagavatam, so much nectar. Svadu, svadu, pare, pare, every step in Krishna consciousness, there is something to relish, something to taste. Pibate Bhagavatam rasam alayam. The Bhagavatam is to be relished, not to be drunk. Sorry, relished, not to just to be read. There's so much to relish in this movement. So we're going about this movement, going about our Krishna consciousness, filling up our nectar cup. So we fill it up and we drink a bit. Then we fill it up some more and we drink a bit. But the moment we use our cup to give nectar to others, then oh, something very special happens. The cup increases in size, which means we now have more capacity to fill our cup with even more nectar. And what do? We drown ourselves with more nectar. We give some to us and some to others. Some to us and some to others. And in this way, because we are dedicated to giving Krishna consciousness to others, Gauranga becomes overwhelmed. And he can't help but give even more Krishna consciousness and mercy to us. So this summer marathon is an opportunity to give, but the real people we're giving to is ourselves. And that is a secret that perhaps we may be missing in our lives. My japa, what's happening with my japa? What's happening with my waking? What's happening with my reading, my relationships with the devotees? I need mercy. The summer marathon is a perfect opportunity to get mercy. Because when we take part in the summer marathon, Lord Gauranga and his associates, they get right in our faces and they can't help but drown us. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, before they get initiated by Mahaprabhu, they're known as Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik. And they considered themselves very fallen. And so because of their association with the Mohammedan government and and what have you, they feel they're so humble, so they're humbling themselves before Mahaprabhu, and they're speaking so many wonderful verses, begging for his mercy. And this is one beautiful verse where they say that we are like dwarves. We are like dwarves and you are like the moon. And we can understand that between the dwarf and the moon there's a lot of distance. We are like the dwarf with a desire to reach the moon. But it was also, this is practically impossible. So now we've become attracted to your mercy so that we may get there. And that is the spirit of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, that we are dependent on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And that means we have to do something to attract that mercy. And that mercy will make everything okay. Kathanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismrite viparitam syat shri chaitanyam namamitam. Simply by remembering Lord Chaitanya, even difficult things become easy. But if we forget him, easy things can become difficult. So we just go about our Krishna consciousness in such a way that we are seeking the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And he'll force himself to appear in our life even more so than he already does. And we'll become uplifted from the platform of dwarf life, dwarf-like bhakta to moon-like Krishna Prem. So the summer marathon is such a beautiful opportunity. It is starting on the 1st of July, which is next Saturday. Saturday is Sankirtan Day, Sankirtan Saturday. And it concludes on the 10th of July. So that's many transcendental days for us to dive deep into the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Gauri Leela, Sankirtan Leela, by distributing the mercy that we've inherited, the mercy that Srila Prabhupada gave us. Lots of mercy. It's too much, more than we can handle. When you go to Mayapur, there's so much to do. There's so many artis. There's a Garuda outside. You want to take the darshan of him, you come inside. There's pujaris throwing maha flowers. Then there's a garland someone gives you from here. Prabhupada looks amazing, but you can't spend too long there because you've got so much else to do. But you're so captivated how beautiful Prabhupada looks. The way the chandan is applied to his forehead in Mayapur, that in itself is amazing. Then you go to Panchatattva. They're so tall, so you meditate on all their limbs. And it's like, I've been here for half an hour, but it's prasadam time. I haven't even been to Nrisingadev. The Ashtasakhis, look at how they're just gazing at Radha Madhav and just fixated on him. And they're just so gorgeous in themselves. And then there's Janardhan at the lotus feet of Radha Madhav, the deity of Janardhan. He's covered by tulsi leaves. I haven't even seen a Shingadev, and it's like time's up. So much mercy in this movement. And it comes to the fore very much in Mayapur, and undoubtedly Bhaktivedanta Manor is an embassy of Sridhar Mayapur. So in the morning we collect all the mercy we can, and in the day we distribute, because there's too much to keep to ourselves. We have only two hands. How much can we keep to ourselves? And the summer marathon is a time to... summer marathon is a time to, a young person may say, I don't speak like this, but a young person in school may say, go cray. We just go for it without holding back. We just give ourselves to the marathon, just 10 days of giving. So, how can you get involved? How can you get involved in this spirit of giving that is so dear to Lord Gauranga and his associates, that will ultimately change your Krishna consciousness and transform your heart? Well, very soon, on the Manor's website, all the details will be uploaded, www.krishnatemple.com/books. And so all the different ways Sacred Street Party are increasing their efforts. Vaisheshika Prabhu is doing a talk with Keshava Maharaj at the end of the month. There's so many things. All the details will come out very soon. And if anyone's enthusiastic, we can speak about it at the end of the class. But I invite you to visit that website, krishnatemple.com/books, and all the different ways you can get involved will be there. It's a nice opportunity to try book distribution, particularly if you haven't done it before, because we are approaching the 50th anniversary of the most beautiful deities on the planet. Anyone know who they are? Any idea? Yeah, Radha Gokulananda. So in their honour, we can try something new and distribute these books that Prabhupada wrote for us. Yeah. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. I wonder if the devotee, we have a little bit of time, got a bit enthusiastic and didn't leave so much time for questions, but we have time for questions, comments, and yeah, there's so many senior devotees in this assembly. We can also ask for their opinion and thoughts. Anyone want to share something or ask anything? Karan Prabhu?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much for the wonderful class. You were mentioning about book distribution, and I was just wondering your thoughts on how important, if at all important, how we use our words to try to attract people on the streets. Because I've seen some devotees, they use very simple words.
Very what, sorry?
Simple words or ways of trying to stop people, but some people are trying to intelligently work out what can I say to attract someone. So I was just wondering, your thoughts on how important it is that we kind of, or if important that we try to, think about what we try and get them to stop. Because it seems like book distribution is a transcendental affair. So I was just wondering your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a transcendental affair for sure. I think there's two sides to it. I think one part of it is that, yes, this is the Sankirtan Leela. We are instruments in the hands of Gauranga. Ultimately, purity is the force. If we allow ourselves to be an instrument of mercy, then people will be coming to us to take books from us. The other day we had the Bhagavatam in Bournemouth just displayed there. Someone approached the table and said, I've got the second canto. Now I'm like ready to complete the set. Took a Bhagavatam set right there on the street. Beautiful arrangement by Krishna. And we look at it and we think, well, how much of a part did I have to play in that? Well, you didn't have so much of a part to play. The part that you played was that you were an instrument, that you purified yourself, that you put the effort in to not get in the way. So we got to surrender to the process of book distribution and let Krishna act through us. And that way, book distribution is very, very simple. It's not an intellectual exercise by any means. We know that Gauranga knows better than we do. Jubhivanath Prabhu said, don't think you've got a better idea than Lord Chaitanya. So we go there and we just rock up, we show up, and let the mercy flow through us by not overthinking. But that overthinking also means following a simple formula. When Vaisheshika Prabhu was here and he was speaking about how to distribute books, he says, 80% of the time, we should be following this simple strategy and just saying what we normally say. You know, we attract the people, we present the book, we ask for a donation, we wish them well. And then 20% of the time, we can try something different. So like that, I think that's a nice formula. We can try something different and just surrender even more to the process in that 20% and see where Gauranga's mercy takes us. When people are kind of approaching or we see them, then we just pray to Krishna. Like Prabhupada did when he was on the Jaladutta, or when he was at the end of the Jaladutta journey in his diary, when he was in Boston, he writes, please make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. So yeah, our speaking is important, but we should try and involve Krishna as much as possible in that process. Yeah, not so much intelligently, but just look at them and just notice something about them. Are they wearing an interesting t-shirt? What is their demeanor like? How can we comment on them? And we can flatter them a bit by what they're wearing. But at every moment we're prayerful, we're involving Lord Gauranga. Purity is a force, but we apply our intelligence also, but never intelligence alone. I think there's so many more senior book distributors and Sankirtan devotees here, so I wonder if they've got any thoughts on this point. Pramanava Prabhu.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. I think you said most of it. It's not the book they're buying, it's you. So, I mean, we may think about so many lines, come up with this line and that line, and if you look at the most successful book distributors, they just get the people to like them. Like, look at Vishen Bar, for instance. I mean, you watch his videos. In every video, the people just totally like him. They're not even, most of them are not even into the book so much. And that's his personality. So like you said, purity is the force, you know. So we just work on our Krishna consciousness and have an intense desire to want to distribute the book, and Krishna will empower us anyway. We don't need to worry about, should I use this line or that line? Mm. The lines are just immaterial. They're just temporary. They work sometimes and sometimes they don't work. What else can you say, really? That's but your intense desire to want to please Krishna, that should work all the time, really. Just get the people to like you. So you got to like doing it. There's no point going out there with a miserable look in your face and expecting everyone's going to stop and be inspired. So you really got to like, you really want to be out there. So if your sadhana is good and you're reading Prabhupada's books, you're actually reading the books, then you're going to be inspired to want to distribute them. And that's what people are going to pick up straight away. And you can say whatever line. You don't have to say anything, really.
No, that's thank you, Pramanava Prabhu. Absolutely, we've got to get them to like us, and it means we've got to like ourselves and like what we're doing, and that will capture them. Our authenticity, our friendship. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I just wanted to add something in terms of book distribution. Not that I'm that experienced, but something I've been realizing a lot lately whenever I do speak to anyone about books or anything is the importance of being ourselves, and to Pramanava Prabhu's point that rather than like focusing on the lines, also being ourselves, and people are looking for authenticity. And I've had the great benefit of seeing you on book distribution, and I noticed that people are, because you're enthusiastic to do it and just to speak and have a nice conversation, that's what people are looking for. Because there's so many people in the street, in a high street or something, who are looking to sell something, and they use lines, and you know, they flatter them, and people know now, they're just saying that, you know, like they're just trying to pull me in. People are looking for actual genuine connection. We're all in Krishna consciousness because somebody actually spent that time with us. Somebody was interested in us, not to like rope us into some sort of movement. No, they cared about us. They wanted us to. They wanted to help us in our journey, and they brought us to Krishna consciousness because, you know, there's that famous thing of people don't remember what you say or do, but how you make them feel. And just something that reminded me, also Shonaka Rishi Prabhu was giving a class last year, I think, on Kaur Purnima, and he said that, and we were just going out on Harinama book distribution later that day, and he said at the end, like, the meditation for today is be kind. You know, he said, like, be kind. Be that manifestation of Krishna and Mahaprabhu's compassion and kindness. Just be welcoming to everyone. Say hello to everyone. Have a nice conversation. And lately I've found, since getting more into Sankirtan last year, that just the only line I really use is just, hi, how are you? And then people say, yeah, I'm having a tough day, and then get into it with them. And then they actually like, well, it's the first time anyone's asked me how I was in like a million years. You know, it's the first time anyone's asked me how I am. So, you know, I just went to offer that.
No, thank you for your contribution. Absolutely, I really appreciate that. Just be kind, be authentic. I think these lines, they have their space for sure. And they are to be used, but underpinning them, the substance, is our purity, our friendship, our desire to give them Krishna. And we really want to make them feel loved and wanted, and the authenticity will shine through. Our sincerity will shine through the words. Anyone can say empty words, but the devotee that shares those words, backed by genuine desire to give Krishna consciousness because he's relishing his Krishna consciousness, that makes a world of difference. Jai. Thank you all so much for listening and contributing so nicely. Srila Prabhupada ki.